As the week comes to a close, we're looking at a market that is trying as hard as it can to push the narrative for less aggressive central bank policy. Investors have keyed in on everything they can to point to this case, betting the Fed will finally relent with respect to the rate hike outlook. In recent weeks, it's been about a softer batch of inflation data, and this week, it's been about the Fed chair saying the central bank would be looking to slow the pace of rate hikes. But the reality is this. The latest batch of inflation data was just one round of inflation data within a bigger picture trend that has clearly been pointing higher. So any expectations of peak inflation seem to be highly premature. And although Fed Chair Powell talked about slowing the pace of hikes, he continued to stress the need for more restrictive policy for the foreseeable future. Yesterday's core PCE readout of the U.S. was definitely not a good deal softer than forecast, like the recent inflation data, which somewhat contradicts the market view of peak inflation. And so, on net, we continue to question the durability of the latest run-up in risk sentiment and believe the balance of risk from this point is likely leaning back to the other way over expecting a meaningful continuation of the move we've been seeing thus far. As we zoom in on the most recent events, it seems the market did get a little nervous about Thursday's reports that Blackstone's $69 billion real estate fund had hit a redemption limit, raising questions about how much other illiquid private investment on the books was marked far above actual value. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German trade, Eurozone producer prices, and the monthly employment reports out of Canada and the US. That's all for now.